Okay, so I couldn't think of a song today that deal with the Ramblecast. So, you know, as the day went on, I got more and more scared that producer Matt was going to kill me. So, I wrote this song instead because I felt that fitting. So. When you're prepping for the Ramblecast, Matt's got the final say. But when Nick's got no song to sing, it might be a shitty day. Don't murder me, I beg of Matt, don't murder me. Please don't murder me.
You know what? That might be your best one yet.
I don't think so.
Matt will murder you with no Vaseline on his finger.
Oh, okay. I knew Chris would know that one. So.
I was just keeping myself muted as long as possible.
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. I was trying to unmute, but I'm actually wearing my Dead and Company tour shirt right now, and I will tell you that Dire Wolf is probably one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs.
Oh yeah, everybody loves that one. I mean, I love, you know, Working Man's Dead and American Beauty, and actually my favorite record is Blues for Allah, but just because it's different.
You know what's crazy? I'm sorry, this is crazy. So I'm wearing the new Apple AirPods Pro. These things are actually pretty amazing. However, I will tell you that they work flawlessly for me all day long. But when I sit in front of this computer and run and record a show, they are constantly trying to like fall out. And I don't know why that is. I've been wearing them all day, and they're super comfortable. But like right now. And it happened last night when I was doing the Owen and Brews. Like, they keep falling out. I don't know what the hell the deal is.
You ever feel like when you wear them all day that you take them out, they still feel like they're there?
These are different. Have you tried on the new ones yet?
I have not tried the new ones yet because my wife wants them because I have her old ones.
They are amazing. They really are. Like the ability to use the like I can you just easily just do this and it like switches over to the noise canceling or the what they call transparency mode. It's absolutely awesome. Like how well it works. I mean, it does not block out 100% of sound, but for an in-ear wireless, like self-contained thing, they're absolutely.
So does it block out the wife?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, yes. No.
Would it block out Matt's furnace?
It would actually.
I wish it could. I feel like I'm over here in the furnace.
It's okay, Matt. You're the producer. We're not going to question your sound quality.
But the super cool thing about them too, though, is like especially in a studio setting or a mock studio, like the four of us are sitting in right now. It has what they call transparency mode. So it's essentially utilizes the microphones on the outside for. Right here on this side here, it uses those to like take all the inside or the outside sound, and it just reprocesses it almost like a la a hearing aid back into your ear, which is nice.
Well, I've never used them before. I did see a story yesterday, which I thought was funny, where some guy in New York City had stickers made of the Apple wireless iBuds or whatever they're called. And he just was going around the sidewalk sticking these stickers on the sidewalks and watching people bend over to pick up.
Did he film it?
Well, I just was reading the article. I'm sure there has to be a video of it out there.
Nick and I, we slim it with our corded old school headphones.
Oh, yeah. These are good. I like these.
Again, I took these from my. I started using it when I started doing the Lost thing because I didn't want to wear big headphones, and now my wife doesn't have them anymore.
Big headphones?
No, she doesn't have her earbuds. I have.
Oops.
No, Siri, I don't want to talk to you. But she always can. And then the other day, I'm like, "Where the hell are my Where are my headphones?" She had them. Ooh. Well, I'm about ready to record.
They're mine anyway. I don't know why I made her sound like the Wicked Witch of the West, but
I'll tell you said that.
So did you enjoy being on Owen and Brew's Barbecue, Jack?
It was tough because I had to carry the show.
Uh-huh.
That was yeah. rough because I guess you usually do it, but I had to do it, and it was, you know, I guess I had to be the editor or not, you know, it's the job of the producer when someone says something that's completely wrong to step mm-hmm. in and say, hey, no, he was Carl Weathers was not in Lost. And because when the other guys are going, I don't know what he's talking about. Sure. Okay. Yeah. I remember that.
I think we lost all five of our listeners because of that.
Even after we got up, we finished recording, I'm like going, what? I guess he must have been like in the extra of the TV show. I go, I don't remember him being in Lost.
The funny thing too is I don't know. I'm not sure if we gave Ralph like early access to the episode or not, but like,
He blew
me up on Twitter like within 12 hours of us recording the show.
I saw it first thing in the morning. I go, huh? I go, oh, that's right. Oh, well, wasn't me.
So I mean, my only reaction I can have on Twitter was, oh, shit. Yeah, so yeah, for those who haven't listened to Owen and Brew's Barbecue, you totally should. It's a fantastic podcast that we do on Star Wars.
Yeah.
So and we've had a couple different guests since we've kind of, you know, kickstarted things with The Mandalorian, so you should check it out. But what Jack is referencing is that we're talking about episode one, and I was making some, you know, cultural references to other shows that some of these people have been on, and I was like,
could have just went with Rocky.
I should have gone with Rocky. Like not could have, I absolutely should have.
Happy Gilmore.
But it was Carl Weathers plays a character.
Predator, that's on, right.
Yeah. Carl Weathers plays a character on The Mandalorian, and I inaccurately referred to him as the dude from Lost. I was trying to make a joke out of it, as in from...
Well, I think you said, what show was he in? And I went, I think Matt and I both went, I don't know. You went, yeah. Lost. I went...
And it okay, was yeah, definitely, all right. definitely not him. It was, but here's the ironic part, is it was Billy Dee Williams that was on Lost, not...
And when their body frame together, they're like clones.
Yeah, they're similar. I mean,
don't think we really need to go there.
I'm just saying, Carl Weathers is pretty chiseled. And Billy Dee Williams is cool, but he's no Carl Weathers.
But that wasn't the only thing. When I admit I screw up, I will always admit that I screw up, and I screw up not only once but twice, two different times in the show. And I actually refer to Werner Herzog as being on in the show Man in the High Castle. Now, here is where that failure actually failed twice, because I actually misrepresented what show he was on. In my brain, I'm thinking, okay, so it's the scene where the girl's typing on the typewriter and this German general dude comes in and asks for whoever can type in English because he needs to write up a flyer. And so, first of all, not Man in the High Castle. is actually Watchmen. and secondly, not Werner Herzog either. So like, I was actually wrong three times. I was wrong three times.
That's pretty good to be wrong three times in one podcast.
I'm blaming it on baby brain, man. I'm exhausted.
You have some serious baby brain.
I do. It is what it is.
It happens. It happens.
Life gets ahead of you.
So do you know what NFL team Carl Weathers played for?
No.
Well, he played college football at San Diego State.
But he also played in the NFL too.
Detroit Lions.
Kansas City.
No.
Cleveland Browns.
No.
But he'd look good in a Browns outfit.
He would.
Rams?
Close.
Raiders?
Raiders.
Oh, okay. Huh.
At least that's right.
I knew he played for San Diego State. So.
No kidding.
Because what's the guy, Terrence, Brooklyn 99? Terrence. Terry. Big chisel guy.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. He played for the Chargers.
Okay.
During a few games.
Just a few?
Just a few games, yeah.
You know who doesn't play for the Chargers? Philip Rivers, apparently.
Well, yeah. To be fair to Philip Rivers, he's still, I think,
he's
trying to, you know, make San Diego feel better.
One of these days, one of you three will get the reference I'm making, and I can't wait.
I mean, to be fair, yeah.
To be fair.
Well, now that I have Hulu, I can watch it.
Okay, at least you know where it's from.
To be fair, that's from Lost, right?
No, it's.
Didn't Carl Weathers say that in Lost?
I think so. Yeah.
And they think to be fair, Ben.
I thought Chris, you had a, or was it Nick that had the good Arnold Schwarzenegger voice last night?
That was horrible.
What did get to the chopper?
Good, yeah. Because that's what, yeah. Because Colleen tried to do Arnold, and then it's like, you can't do Arnold without doing the Austrian accent.
I feel like
it's not a tumor.
No. Anytime I hear the word tumor, I say it's not a tumor.
Exactly.
Amari Toomer, when he played for the Giants, every time he said his name, I said, it's not a tumor. it's just automatic. And my everyone would just look at me in the house. I go, sorry, I can't help it.
So this week has been kind of nuts. So this is the second podcast for some of us of the week recording. So we recorded Owen and Brews last night. So I made two significant purchases. I'm kind of broke now, but I'm okay with it.
I saw your snow machine.
Oh, thanks for the spoiler. So,
I thought everyone knew about it.
I was waiting
for the reveal. Give me the story.
Yeah. I bought a snowblower. Nice. And I'm super pumped about it. Thing's awesome.
See, I said snow machine. I mean, it's not the same. I kind of gave you some.
No, they have those at the ski resorts that make snow. Okay. But no, I got a snow thrower, snow blower, whatever you want to call it. I bought one of those. I've been eyeing it for ever since I moved in because my snowblower that I had from my last residence didn't quite make the trip in the move. It got a little banged up, so I got rid of it. But I bought a new snowblower, which I'm pretty psyched about. And then when we bought this house, we bought it from a couple. They were empty nesters. Their son was their real estate agent. But they were living here as empty nesters, just the two of them. And they had a refrigerator that was definitely custom. The cabinets were custom built in the kitchen that's in there now. And there was a very particular size of refrigerator that could fit in there. And it was a smaller one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I bought a refrigerator at my first house, and it was like my first ever like big boy appliance purchase. But that remained with our old house when we sold it. So we left that there because we knew there's a refrigerator for us waiting. So we used the fridge that was here. Let's just say the empty nester refrigerator is definitely not built for a family of four. and like it was just, it's just so much stuff just getting packed in there and things getting lost and forgotten about, food spoiling because we forget that there's something behind something else. And it was like, you know, the freezer on the top and the refrigerator on the bottom
stuff. Oh, right. Yeah.
Which is what I grew up with as a kid, mm-hmm. too. But, you know, times change and things get better. And there's other different styles of refrigerators out there. So I ordered a refrigerator for the same spot. And I knew I had to trim out like the area of the cabinet above it so I could fit it in there, of which we found what the dimensions were. We found this perfect refrigerator. What I didn't do, though, is I didn't measure the depth. So I was like, you know, I didn't even think about it. Like, because most refrigerators are like, if it's a standard size depth refrigerator, it's going to be fine. But luckily, I caught that before Home Depot came with my fridge and I had to cancel it. So I pushed back my delivery by about like 8 days. But I finally got my refrigerator on Monday. Yesterday, and oh my god, game changer. Like I get it. I every once in a while I'll just open it up and look inside, just be like, ah, yes, I have.
Is it a smart refrigerator?
No, I didn't do that crap. But it's a bottom freezer, which is
yes
awesome. And I believe it's about 7 more cubic feet than I'm used to. So I'm pretty
excited. For when you forget to close that drawer, and it'll happen.
Oh yeah, my prior refrigerator was very similar, if not almost identical to what's in there.
Oh, the bottom.
Yeah,
it just happens all the time. I'm always like,
here's the thing: is that I didn't get rid of the old one. I just put it in the basement.
Yeah.
Yes, so now I've got my beer fridge.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I've got my main fridge, mm-hmm. which I'm super pumped about.
It's like you've graduated to that level of manhood where you have a beer fridge.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, I never thought I'd be this excited for buying a fucking refrigerator. But I am. It's awesome. And a snowblower. Watch, it's not going to snow now, and I'm going to be, you know, ruining the day that I've made that significant purchase. But
the snowblower kind of looks like the edger we used to use at the rink, similar to it.
Oh, really?
Because the Zamboni can only get so close to the blade can only get so close to the boards.
Yeah.
So you have to edge. You should edge every day, but you know some people are lazy; they don't do it. So so you have to. It's like a lawnmower, but it cuts the ice. But that,
yeah.
My first thought was, oh, my God, that looks like a. Like an entry. Oh, that's my garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured it out.
I thought somebody was getting abducted again.
It's weird. Like, you know, growing up in Tennessee, I never had to have a snowblower or snow shovel or anything like that. And moving here, I was like, my landlord texts me and she's like, oh, just FYI, you know, you have to shovel your sidewalks when it snows or you get a fine by the city. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I need to go buy a snow shovel then. And I get to the Ace Hardware, and they're like, oh, you don't need a snow shovel. You need a snow pusher.
So oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck's a snow pusher? And they're like, yeah, like they're like, the snow here is not really, like, wet like it is in the East Coast or in, like, Oregon. So they're like, you know, you just need to just push it off the sidewalk. You know, it's like sand. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. You could probably even get a leaf blower. Be fine.
That's probably true. Yeah,
shoveling snow is a pain. I mean, I've only had to do it a couple of times. But what kills me is because they don't come down our street. Because right now it's a dead end. But
they never come down.
But it's I shovel the snow out, but it's still in the street. I mean, it's just like. But we usually only get once in a while we'll get like 6 to 7 inches, but usually we just get a dusting or.
I'm actually really curious now. Like Chris is saying, like you should get a leaf blower. I'm like, oh, I bet that would work.
I used to use a leaf blower.
I used to use a leaf blower when it was like powdery snow, but we get a lot of heavier snow up here, so it's not often they get to do that.
Yeah, here it's like 90% all the time, just powder snow, and it's light. And so I'm like, well, it would solve two problems. So in the fall, when the leaves come down, and in the winter, I can just blow the snow.
I know when we had everybody living here, I said, everyone park in the driveway.
Yeah, so just drive the snow out.
They back up, the snow goes with them.
So in my old house, I lived in a fairly main, not main, but it was a side street, but it was a cut through side street. So it was a very heavily trafficked area. And I lived at on the T intersection, essentially, from two side streets. So the plows would come down the road and would just drive it across onto my sidewalk, which is a huge pain in the ass because every hour and a half I had a new pile of snow on my sidewalk. So my old snowblower was like an old, you know, single stage Toro Power Clear, I think it was. I forget what model number it was, but it wasn't like one with like a two auger system. It was almost like a rubber flap that spins around.
Oh, yeah.
And they're great for anything less than 10 to 12 inches of snow. Right. Like they actually work really well. But whenever you have like these big banks or any like significantly heavy snow, they're trash. But yeah, and that's the one I used to use.
The one that I have that's like that. It blows back the exhaust.
Oh yeah.
You as you're pushing it. So I'm always hacking up a lung like after I'm done because it's just you're just covered in this like carbon monoxide.
Oh yeah,
it's good for you.
It keeps you warm.
Yeah,
sure.
So this year I upgraded and I got one of the big boys. I got for those listening who live in snow areas and you know snowblowers, I got myself an Ariens, which is. One of the
you're one of those.
I got an Aaron's. I got the Aaron's Deluxe 28. It's awesome. It's pretty badass.
Is that the supercharged one with the blower?
Nope.
Did you get the?
Is it got a Hemi? Yeah.
No, they do have a show model, like a super high output model. I opted to not get that one because that would just be a bit too.
Do they have a riding one that you can ride?
They do. Yeah, I mean, they actually have. I could get
an attachment for a horse.
I could get an attachment for my John Deere, but like I actually want to deal with removing you have to remove like the mower deck off of the rider, and then
couldn't you just put like the shovel in front of the John Deere? Just like,
yeah, makes sense.
Not really,
like a plow. Just have
you can get a plow, but either way, what you have to do that is you have to remove the mower deck because anything you attach to it attaches to the bottom.
I think it'd be done with that.
So the one you get for the John Deere though, it's actually a snowblower that physically attaches to the gear assembly of the mower.
I get what you're saying.
So you go for it. But those things are like $2,000, and I don't feel like dealing with the assembly of it.
Two grand.
So I got the one I got.
That'll get you a good Coke dealer.
Snow pusher,
Coke dealer.
Oh, Snow Pusher. Yeah.
Snow Pusher was a train movie, right?
Have you guys been making cocaine jokes for the last 5 minutes? I've just been
The producer did. When my garage is opening up, producer puts me on mute, but he hasn't put himself on mute when his furnace is going off.
Oh yeah, was it going?
I'm just giving you a hard time. Right. But you know he's getting comfortable with the producer name because I just called him producer and he didn't deny it.
I just gave up. Whatever. Like you know.
There should be a campaign start if best produced podcast and get you nominated.
I'd vote for you.
Exactly. You get 3 votes.
Yeah. Well.
Well. Thanks, guys.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe 2.
How many fake emails do you guys have? Because I think we can pull this.
Hey, you know who's not getting my vote?
Who?
The governor of Massachusetts. That prick.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you do? Outlaw snowblowers?
No. So.
Just flavor
you guys, ones. You guys probably have heard or read or heard me talk about and bitch and moan about the vape ban.
Yes,
so September, there was a vape ban, a temporary vape ban that was in place in Massachusetts because they wanted to make sure that it wasn't causing an imminent harm to the people of Massachusetts who vape. So many people, like millions of people, read that and thought, oh my God, the sky is falling, everyone's dying, blah, 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 this and the other. Thank you, Governor Baker, for trying to make sure that we're all safe, blah, blah, blah. Well, dude, fool me once, shame on me, whatever the whole, how that line is, but you're all fucking stupid because it was never about the health of anybody or the concern of the health of anybody.
Because there goes your vote for Best Produced Podcast, Matt. Because
after the CDC released their statement stating that all this hysteria was bullshit, because the vapors had proclaimed that it was all like the black market THC pods that were causing everyone to get sick and whatnot
with the vitamin E.
Yeah, and that was the fucking CDC says this, right? So the Center for Disease Control debunked all the conspiracy theories out there that people are getting sick from nicotine vaping. So what does the state do? Do you think they lift the ban? No. They just revealed their sinister plot from all along as they've been working on legislature to figure out how they can monetize and tax the out of it. And
That's what it's all about.
So, Jack, have you read the story about what's happening right now?
No, but I think we all predicted it.
So the bill passed the first stage, Senate or House. I can't remember which order it goes in the state legislature. It's currently in the awaiting to be approved. And if it passes, it'll be a 75% sales tax on vaping products and menthol cigarettes. Will it have a 75% sales tax added on? And furthermore, if you are caught going to another state, i.e. New Hampshire or Connecticut, to go purchase your vape products and you bring them back. If you are caught by the police and you can't produce a receipt that states that you paid 75% in sales tax, the police will have the right to tow and impound your vehicle.
What the fuck? That's some like Harsash.
This sounds like something.
Aren't you in a pretty liberal state?
Dude, I'm telling you, this sounds like something out of Man in the High Castle, of which I have not yet started. But it's fucking real. Like, so it hasn't passed yet. Well, it's passed the first stage, but it's going in for a vote for the second stage now.
But what they've done, they put the fear out there.
People, yeah.
And then they also get the people that doesn't affect me. I don't vape. I don't smoke.
Yep. I don't care.
People aren't going to see. That's how they do it, though. That's how they do it in politics.
Ridiculous. But in back to my conspiracy theory, back when this first all started going out, is that who's going to come out on top? It's going to be the people who come out on top are the people who have money in lobbying. Mm-hmm. And yep. have the ability to stay afloat. And that's Big Tobacco, which ironically happened to own things like Blue cigarettes and some other
Juul.
Juul's not owned by Big Tobacco.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, no, yes, they are. No, I'm sorry. They are. They were bought by Altria, which is the parent company of Philip Morris. So Juul owns the market along with Blue and all these mass produced. And by the way, Juul is absolutely predatorially marketed, in not necessarily underage kids, but they definitely market it to barely legal vapors, essentially, which is terrible. But yeah, that's the reality we live in. So people think that the state was actually in it to try and help save people's lives. It's all bullshit. They're just trying to figure out how they can save their ass because the state of Massachusetts saw a 30% reduction in income from cigarettes.
I bet you if you check the governor's bank account, too. I bet she has a little bit of bonus in there.
So, and what sucks, because I actually really liked Charlie Baker, the governor, who is a conservative, but he's actually been one of the better governors we've had in the state. Very, very, he works very much bipartisanly. He does not have an agenda prior to this. Like, it's been, he's done a lot of good things for our state, with the opioid crisis that we have, the things he's put into place to try and combat that. Safe injection sites, the whole nine, the work that he's trying to do with MBTA, which is our Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority, with all the train system and all that. He's putting a lot of work, good work in. But this is just, in my opinion, is just so absolutely egregious. Like, it's incredible. Matt, your reaction was mine. It doesn't feel like real life. It feels like we're in some shitty movie about, hostile takeover. It's unbelievable. So yeah, fuck you, Baker.
The candlestick maker.
All right, I'm done with all my Juul references in the chat.
But what did happen to Juul?
She got roasted by at a comedy roast for I forgot who it was. Who's Nikki Glaser? You know who Nikki Glaser is, the comedian?
Yeah. No, I don't. She's hysterical.
Oh shit! She made some joke about her mouth. Oh no! It was so good. And she called her. She goes, Juul, also as I like to call her, Trailer Swift.
Well, she was homeless for a while, Juul.
Yeah, I know. I mean, hence the terrible joke. But it is a Comedy Central roast, and those things are brutal.
Well, if it's Comedy Central, wasn't Juul there then?
She was one of the roasters.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see. Gotcha.
So because of that, she decided to quit?
Well,
oh, I don't know about that.
No, she's still doing stuff. I mean,
I don't know. I never hear her name anymore.
You only hear pieces of you. That was her hit album.
Yeah.
By the way. No, I always liked Juul, so personally.
I remember that. Actually, that album, though, was one of the most returned records, too, because the hit single off of that record, what was the, He Will Save Your Soul, whichever one it was, there was the two hit songs off that record. The single version was the one that everyone liked, but the one that was on the record was different. And so people got it and were like, this doesn't sound like the, so they would return it and buy the single.
I don't remember that. I actually worked at a record store, a music store.
But you didn't let people return things unless they paid a 75% tax.
I don't remember the returns. But I mean, it's been so long ago. Like, that's the thing that I probably remember.
Who returns a record? I mean, what if it's scratched?
I remember what sold.
We're not talking about vinyl. You didn't have vinyl in the 90s.
No?
No. There was still vinyl in that, weren't there? No. They quit making vinyl in like 95, 96, and then they didn't make it until like 2009 or something like that.
I was thinking of my childhood. I apologize. So
all of the Beatles anthology came out on vinyl when they were released, and I was working at the music store during that period of time. So
you stole it?
No. I paid for it with my hard-earned money that I earned.
Do you have a receipt for it?
Who are you, the IRS?
I don't know what's going to come up with this thing here.
Chris in Boston has to mention here in the chat, says, Jewel.
You don't want to read that.
I left that one for the chat because that was just,
that's
not even appropriate for us.
I didn't realize the anthology was released on vinyl, though, because that would be at least a minimum of three record.
Three each.
Yeah,
but you knew Jewel had the highest return policy, but you didn't know that.
I don't remember the returns. I remember
I'm talking to Vactube.
I remember what, Jack? What
you saying? Well, you said you remember Jewel had the highest return of a record, but you didn't know that the Beatle anthology was on.
Well, yeah, it's because that was 14 in 95 when Anthology 1 came out, and that was before I liked the Beatles. My dad loved the Beatles.
Because
I was in 95, I was still deep in my Guns N' Roses and Metallica, you know, like metal is awesome. And Beatles were too lame for me.
And Metallica
well, congratulations, Matt.
If I had only gone that route with that word,
so that was the benefit of working at the record store.
We should definitely consider a Patreon level where people can see the shit that we write in the chat.
That's why he didn't care about the return policy.
I didn't.
He was in deep with the store. So what are you gonna do?
We're moving on.
So Metallica had to cancel their tour recently.
Oh really?
Like within the last couple of weeks? Yeah.
I didn't even know they were touring.
Yeah, but James Hetfield has been checked into rehab. Sucks. I hope he's all right. That's one concert that I've yet to see, and I'm hoping that James can get himself well again. I would love to try and see them live.
Yeah, like I wanted to go so bad in 93. I mean, I was 12, but my mom wouldn't let me go because it was the Guns N' Roses and Metallica tour. And she was like, you're 12. You're not going to that tour. You're going to get beat up. I was like, fine. And then they played UCLA. They played at the Rose Bowl not too long ago when I lived in LA. But the tickets were insane. Like they were like $180 for the shitty seats, and I was like, I'm not paying that.
Yeah,
you want to see them? I've never been a big Metallica fan.
Well, you know, I liked, you know,
I'd rather listen to the Beatles.
I was definitely one of those kids, you know, that loved. I loved Injustice for All. It was my first CD I ever bought, and then the Black Album was good. But when Load came out in '96, I was one of those people who was like, oh, they went soft. and then kind of wrote them off after that. But anyway, you guys are all in your own little worlds right now.
I went for that.
My friend is gone, so I was being quiet and trying to be polite.
I thought Matt would have a comment, so I think we all looked at the chat.
I know.
Yeah. And he left us hanging. So,
well, you said they went soft. Soft as what?
You know, because like I mean, in hindsight, Load and Reload are. Oh, I got you.
I don't know.
They're not you at the record store. You know. Yeah. But it makes sense now because you know no band can continue just to be the same thing over and over again. But people were wanting a hard rock record, and Load and Reload were more. It was more commercial. You know, it was just. You know, catchy song after catchy song, a 3 minute. They stuck to that 3 minute format.
What's your favorite Metallica song? Go.
Oh, shit. I always liked. You really put me on the spot. I can't think of the title. Yeah. I just know the songs. this is the second track off of the Black Album. I always liked.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Just give me a second. Here, I'll look them up.
You just could have made one up.
Well, I mean, Injustice for All was the first record I bought. And then I went back and bought the other one.
That was with Al Pacino, right?
That's 88.
Unforgiven?
No, not Unforgiven. Is that – no, oh, sorry. Sad but True. Sad but True was always my favorite. Because I just like the, you know, bang, bum, 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 bum. Then you have that just stop, and then just like, ta, 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 ta. I just love that.
So the Black Album, all like through and through, in my opinion, is probably their best overall album. Like every song that song on that album, every song on that album is timeless in a sense from a rock perspective. I will say though, my favorite Metallica song has been and probably always will be One.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't want to I didn't want to pick the J pick.
Fair enough. But I mean, I don't know. There are so many singles off of the Black Album that deserve to be in the same, you know, conversation. I mean, Sad But True, obviously, The Unforgiven, which is probably one of the, in my opinion, was like the pinnacle of MTV, right? So like that's when music videos were artistic, like in The Unforgiven's video was incredible. I don't know if you remember that, but the old man in the jail cell trying to like crawl his way out. It was awesome.
You know, sorry. Because we're talking about, you know, because just of Matt's comment, it reminds me of Yesterday. Did you watch Yesterday yet, Matt? The movie Yesterday that came out like this summer?
No, I talked about it. I talked about it on this.
Well, there's this, you know, because he's doing all the Beatles songs. And so for his first record, they're trying to think of titles. And, of course, he's doing all the Beatles titles. So he's like, you know, how about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band? And they're like, what? You know, and then they get to, like, the White Album. And he's like, the White Album? That's a bit racist these days.
Oh, that's funny.
Damn it, Sharon.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Great show.
Before I forget, you know, this seems like a really good place to just squeeze in one of those really wonderful commercials. How about doing that right now since my fan turned off? Oh, man. That was some good commercial.
you know, oftentimes we have the ability to mute Jack, you know, in his microphone. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that we should have the ability to mute the producer's ability to use his keyboard. Because, man, some of the shit in here could put you on trial with the impeachment conversation today. I mean,
did not imply anything.
Well, yeah, you did.
It's just a band name. You guys have heard of a lot of different band names back in your day.
I'm just going to call you Deep In from now on. That's going to be your nickname, Deep In.
Thanks. I take that because I'm like the George Harrison of the group.
You are Deep In the Black Album.
Okay.
I was going to segue. I saw a movie this
weekend. I was going to get to movie reviews as well. Go ahead, Jack.
I saw Harriet.
Oh, okay. Harriet. Yeah, you've been saying you went and watch it.
We went to Alamo Glass Draft House, which is always the best. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it just, again, you sit there and go, how did people ever own people and think it was right? I mean, it's still going on today, you know, but she was an amazing person. And you know what? I'm all for now putting her on the $20 bill.
So I was,
let's kick Andrew off.
So I was wondering about the movie. So, I mean, I remember in college, I did a fair amount of like research on her. Does it cover kind of like her potential? I think her undiagnosed like brain trauma that she had.
Yes. I guess she was kicked by a horse or something.
Yeah.
She would have spells where she would just pass out because they were worried that if she ran, would she be a liability because she could just pass out at any time. And then she would have these visions about what was going, these visions that was going, what would be, would be happening. So it was, so they did they did touch on that. Yes, they did.
So that kind of essentially how she saw, like, was spoken to by God about this is like how we're going to be freed and stuff. I always found that fascinating, right? So like the idea that, you know, she was thought of as almost like a prophet of sorts, you know, which is very, very cool. But yes, same. I agree with you. I also think she should be on
the
20.
And the list of the compliments she did, was just amazing. I mean, just, to, you know, they had to leave, they were in Maryland to commence, it was like 500 miles on foot, you know, for the most part. So, I don't know, it's a pretty amazing thing that she did. But it was a really good movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Same as with Joan of Arc, you know, she always said she got visions, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
So just funny how that
Joan of Arc was hot. Right?
She was? She was like 14 back. You're pulling a J there, like in 11.
Are you referencing Joan from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Or are you referencing Joan of Arc from
Mila Djokovic?
Oh, right.
But you are correct too, Chris, that the girl from the Go-Go's was Joan of Arc in Bill and Ted's.
Yeah,
she was also the singing telegram girl in the movie Clue that got shot.
Which one? Go-Go girl? The drummer?
No, the rhythm guitarist.
Oh, okay,
the dark haired one. Jane was that her name? Jane something.
Yeah.
So let's just kind of move on from the fact that Jack was just calling a 14-year-old girl hot. But what other movies did you guys see?
That was the only one, Jack?
That was the only movie I saw. Yeah, I did see the first episode of Man in the High Castle, but I'm going to have to watch it again because I was half asleep. And if you're not awake during Man in the High Castle, you're going to be half. I was like going, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Did you see Werner Herzog?
No, I did not. I did see Carl Weathers, though.
Yeah. I did see that scene, though, you're talking about, Chris, though, where you have the typewriter and, you know.
Carl Weathers plays Hitler.
Yeah.
So, spoiler.
Carl Weathers, he fills out that Nazi uniform perfectly. You know, he's so great.
The worst part is he has a wooden hand.
Yeah.
He still has from Happy Gilmore. So he sees how it flies off. So
I'm so tired. I am living, and I feel like a couple of different alternate dimensions. So I apologize profusely. And for those who can't get over it, get over it.
I'll keep talking about A Man in High Castle. I binge watched the whole last season, Saturday and Sunday, and I really wanted another season.
So you've seen it completely.
Yeah, completely now. Yeah.
So you're like Matt.
You might Matt, yeah, because Matt just loves Man in the High Castle and can't wait to get
there.
Now, like, it starts off a little slow the first couple episodes, but then, like, once you hit the fifth episode, the fifth, sixth, and seventh episodes are really good. And they open up a lot of paths that I really wanted them to take. But I think, you know, I think Amazon basically told them the fourth was going to be the last because it's such an expensive show for them to make.
We can't afford all this Nazi memorabilia. You guys are killing us here.
But I did enjoy it. Yeah. Actually, they destroy
the producer's Amazon account is super shady because he's just ordering a bunch of Nazi stuff. He's
And sadly, in the purchasing department, there's a guy named Schindler who's actually trying to use some of the money
He buys it all, actually. He buys everything, you know, and donates it. Actually, you know, they made a point that
this show's going to hell.
Yeah, they made a point at Comic-Con this year to actually say that, like, why there's no merchandise for sale, and like they actually burn and destroy every bit of the show.
After every
season, they destroy it all. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Hollywood doesn't throw anything away.
Yeah, but they said they destroy every bit, Japanese and Nazi, like every bit of it, they destroy it after every season.
That's great.
They have a big party.
they burn it, you know, like in a big circle.
You know? Nothing weird about this, but we're just going to. And then with the ashes,
can't they just take off the emblems and stuff that they're sewn on?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be better for the environment? I'd say.
Well, I think it's more symbolic to do it that way.
I get it, but I'm just saying you could just cut the. Who am I? I didn't read the article, but I saw they just found Hitler's garden. I was hoping one of you guys had read the article because I saw it before I came up here.
Well, I don't know how that, because like, you know, he had several residences, so I'm not sure
Residences, and they said it's Hitler's. It's been like 70 years. How did it just now pop up?
I mean, he was a vegetarian.
I get that, but how was this garden hidden for so long?
Definitely did an incognito page for that Google search.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. Oh, and the first one is from Fox News. So let's go down to the next one.
I saw it on Twitter.
That seems like legit. War and Peas is the title of the article. Hitler's vegetable garden discovered at his secret headquarters in Poland.
Oh, so it's probably the wolf's lair. The wolf's den. Yeah. Okay.
Knew that, but didn't know the vinyl.
Hitler was a vegetarian.
Hmm. Are you guys trying to say something about me?
Vegetarian's a little nutty.
Always.
Always trying to take over the world.
Mm-hmm. So
you can kill the cows, but not the lettuce.
Speaking of Nazis, yeah, no. So the movie I saw 2 weeks ago, which we had talked about,
Seven Seas Dressing, I guess. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I saw Jojo Rabbit, which I know everybody wants to see.
Oh, yeah.
I did not see that.
Not yet, but it is good. I went into it, you know, expecting it to be a satirical comedy, and it is at times, but it's does have its serious moments. And JP and I talked about it because he saw it the same day I did, and he actually has seen it again twice. And I said, like, I told him the first time, I was like, I'm looking forward to my second viewing because I think I'll enjoy it more on the second viewing. He's like, yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, and it's totally original, and it's, you know, through the eyes of a 10-year-old kid. And you forget how, you know, when you're 10, you just want to be accepted and you believe everything at face value and all this. So, you know, he's not like a diehard Nazi. He's just a 10-year-old kid, but everything in his world is accessible to him because that's all he knows.
Right.
And so you're seeing some things going on around him that are made to be funny, and some things that there's a lot of layers to it too, in that there's a lot of things that happened that would never happen in Nazi Germany, but it's there to make a point about how we're all different in the world. And there's things that we cannot change, or we can never erase those things. And then, you know, towards the end of the movie, there's a scene that just absolutely freaking floors you. And I lost it, and I'm basically dead inside. And even I started crying. I started crying. I was like, oh my God. I mean, it's a good movie. It's not what I expected. No, he didn't die.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you have to watch it. You'll find out. And you'll know exactly, if you watch this movie, you'll know exactly what scene I'm talking about when it happens. And you're just like, oh shit. I mean, it's a good movie.
Hmm. All right.
But yeah, it's funny. It's got some good stuff in it that's funny.
How's it doing in the box office?
Well, it's an independent film, and it's because even here, like, I had to wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks after its release for it to come to Fort Collins. So and then this past weekend, I saw Ford versus Ferrari, which is another great film. Okay. The plot
was
it? Yeah, it's good. I highly recommend. The plot, you've seen that same story 1,000 times. You know, there's a struggle. There's the struggle to get to the point, you know, and there's the competition, and then there's always a prick in the movie that tries to block the guy who wants to get to the goal, and that's the plot. But it's very good.
Who's the prick of the movie? Is it Damon or
no? It's neither one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's one of the Ford executives.
Bastards.
But it's good. It's a good movie, and it's pretty damn accurate too to what the actual things that happened. So it's a true.
I'm going to go see it this weekend then.
Yeah, I liked it. My dad saw it the day after I saw it. And he immediately texted me. He's like, that's one of the best movies I've seen this year. I was like, yeah, it's good. Of course, my dad's not the best judge of movies, but yeah, I knew he would love it.
Is he dead inside like you, or is he just
I think he's what made me dead inside.
Okay.
Yeah. and then I'm going to go try to see a Japanese film called Parasite this weekend, which is
That looks creepy.
Yeah, I actually heard it's not.
You might not ever be the same.
Yeah.
Well, I actually heard it's not that creepy. It's more of a drama than a creepy film.
But that's we'll see. And then it just back in your head.
I was shocked because the previews actually looked like there were movies I go, I'd go see that.
Which one, Parasite or
no? The previews they were showing, you know, before we saw Harriet, they were showing previews. I go, I'd go see that. I'd go see that.
Well, what
which,
was it?
Which I don't know.
Oh, come on, Jack.
One was with Samuel Jackson. He's a banker, and they're buying real estate.
Are you sure Samuel Jackson? It wasn't Lawrence Fishburne.
No, I know it was. I know it was Samuel Jackson.
Okay. What was it? Was it? I mean, sure. It might have been Billy Dee Williams.
No, it was Carl Weathers.
Oh, okay.
But, no, it was he plays a banker, and this guy's a real estate, and they're buying property in white towns without. That was the premise of the thing. That I said I'd like to see that one, and there was some other. Can't remember the other ones, but I just kept giving thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up.
Is it Shaft?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was Shaft. No.
Well, apparently he's got a movie coming out called Shaft. So
I think that already got released. Actually.
Oh, okay.
I know the Charlie's Angels film got panned. And
oh yeah, bombed. Yeah. Bombed. I mean, it didn't look good. I mean, every previews I saw for it was going, I don't really care.
And what's the actress name? She was in
Kristen Stewart.
No, she's the producer behind it.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth Banks. Yeah, she.
Banks. She said it's because males won't go see women superheroes,
which is bullshit.
Wonder Woman did really well.
I saw both the first two Charles Angels that came out in the early 2000s. You know, I was just like, no.
I watched the original show. So. Yeah. So I don't. It didn't look good. It didn't look good to me when I saw the previews. I go, really? They're doing that? Just doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't look like a good movie.
It didn't look good. Yeah.
But it bombed.
Yeah.
But then again, so did Terminator.
Yeah.
And I liked the new Terminator. I mean, you
had favorable reviews.
It's favorable. Yeah, it's worth a watch. It's not. Is it better than T1 or T2? No, but it's a good movie.
So you know what movie I want to see? Obviously Star Wars. So I got my tickets to see Star Wars. I actually found out that see my level of nerd, my nerd card needs to be turned in because I didn't request off to see Star Wars on opening day. But I'm actually off on Star Wars opening day, so it worked out for me. I got my ticket. Nice. I'm also excited for coming out next week or this week. What's the date? Oh, this week. Yeah. The Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh,
with Mr. Tom Hanks.
Oh, that was one of the ones I saw previews.
And this is actually a pretty cool story. It just came out today. Apparently, after filming the movie, Tom Hanks discovered he's related to Fred Rogers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huh. Sixth cousin.
I thought you were going to say Carl Weathers, but
that'd be fine. Well, that's the seventh cousin. but it's just interesting. So they're sixth cousins. They do share a six great 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 grandfather.
Wow,
pretty cool, huh?
I wish I was related to Tom Hanks. That'd be cool, right?
I know.
He's one of those guys who you just hope he's not a dick.
I mean, you're close friends with Tom Cruise, though, Jack. Quit being greedy.
We're buddies. I mean, yeah.
Now, we did a Versus with Tom Hanks movies, or was that one that we just talked about?
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Which we could do right now if you want.
That might be a good Versus.
We
someone's going to go, how'd you leave that movie off?
That's a phenomenal Versus.
Well, just to kind of bring it back to the Versus, we found out that my pick wasn't so bad, Jack. Just needed to mention that.
It got more votes than your other pick. What was that pick? You got one vote. So you can bash my Glenn Close pick, but it still got more votes than I can't even remember what yours
was. It was Elf, pick on? Burning Love.
Burning Love got one vote, one pity vote. So, yeah, it was worse than E.T., so I'm still not the worst.
E.T. got at least four.
I still can't believe Glenn Close was last, but that's okay. That's all right.
Well,
it still blows my mind. I mean, I had nothing against Carrie Fisher, but, you know, she – I mean, how many leading roles did she have?
It's not about the best or the greatest. It was the favorite.
I know it's your favorite. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I like other things that she's done as far as an actress and gone on to do. It was my pick, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
You liked her with the M16 and you know, at the end of Blues Brothers.
I did actually.
You liked her as the sincere wife in The Burbs.
Yes.
You liked her as the older cougar-ish person in When Harry Met Sally.
Wouldn't call her cougarish, but look,
she's the experienced friend.
Okay, she's the experienced friend. Look, every time I've ever seen her in a movie, I'm like, there's Carrie Fisher.
That's true.
That's Princess Leia, and I'm always excited to see her. And I really just admire her as a person. That was my
favorite actress.
I could have chosen a lot of different actresses, other ones that were, you know, maybe great.
Did you have a list?
Yeah, I read it on the show. Like, you know, I started to read it off, and then you guys were making fun of me. So, screw you guys. I got second place. That's all that matters. Chris, congratulations, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, the person who gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski at the Oscars. Yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
Well, that killed that vibe.
Sure did.
I would have booed him myself. I probably just would punch him in the face. Of course, he couldn't accept the award. Why? Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to go into it. Way to go, Hollywood. Anyway.
So we don't like Roman Polanski here. No, we don't. That's been established. Let's move on to the opposite. The complete opposite of what we could think of Roman Polanski, and that would be Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
Why not? I mean,
I thought you were going to talk about the you know, Gummy Bears cartoon or something. So,
no, I mean, that would be
the polar opposite.
That would be the polar opposite.
Yeah. I haven't watched the Gummy Bears yet on Disney Plus. I've watched. Yeah.
Isn't Tom Hanks scheduled to play Roman Polanski?
Hold on a second. Did this evade me? Do you say that the Gummy Bears is on Disney Plus?
You didn't know that? Yeah, that's on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is Black Cauldron.
They're bouncing here and there.
Daring, courageous, and caring.
I just watched Sandlot.
Oh, yeah, Sandlot's nice. On there. Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned briefly.
You play ball? I won't say.
I mentioned briefly on Unknown and Bruise, I got my daughter to start watching Rebels.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited about.
There you go.
Yeah, and
Now, are you watching it together, Chris, or are you rewatching?
Yes. No. So I've only seen, I think, the first five episodes of Rebels.
Okay.
Because I wanted to watch it with my daughter, but at the time she wasn't feeling it.
Yeah. Okay.
But now she's like, okay, I'll watch it. That's good. Yeah.
I mean, Matt and I have said multiple times, you know, the first season is the first three-fourths of the first season are kind of hard to get through, but then at the very end it gets good. And then from that point on, it's pretty much good.
So am I the only person in the world that thought the first episode of Rebels was Aladdin?
I can see that. Yeah,
I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is Aladdin.
Well, street punk.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it.
No,
you haven't.
Is it an original or is it an old show?
What, Rebels?
Rebels.
Rebels is what, 5 years old now? 6 years old?
Yeah. So
that's when it started.
I started Star Wars with my son when he was five. So
yeah, it's Star Wars, Jack. It takes place roughly 5 years before the first film, huh?
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. It's actually in a friendly neighborhood next year. Yeah. It is weird when Harriet Tubman shows up out of nowhere. Couple times,
yeah,
you know. Totally weird,
yeah, but yeah, you like it, but you have not or have seen Clone Wars cartoons, Chris?
I have not. I have seen.
Exactly. Let's talk Star Wars. Come on, guys.
I saw the first season a long time ago.
Okay,
yeah. So I started watching that again. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot of time, and like the time that I get to watch shows is like, you know, during lunch or whatever. And I've been, I've been mainlining Letterkenny. So once I'm finished with Letterkenny, I think the next show I'm going to watch is Man in the High Castle. But in here, here and there, I'll sit down on the couch and I'll watch a show. But there's that time is very rare.
Oh, is there 7 seasons of Letterkenny?
There are, and it's fairly easy to take down too, because it's only 6 or 7 episodes per season, and they're half hour shows.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah,
I know my wife's. We both watched The Crown together. She goes, "I want to watch." I go, "Well, I got to watch 2 episodes of Lost. You go ahead and start, and then I'll catch up with you." She's already like an episode 6. I go, nice. "Well, I guess I'll be watching it by myself." Thanks a lot, Gilligan. But I like The Crown. I don't like tea, but I like The Crown.
I haven't tea. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything like current or recent that I've watched. I jumped into Mary Tyler Moore
just really
because my wife's been watching the Dick Van Dyke Show.
I remember you talked about that.
And well, the thing with her watching the Dick Van Dyke Show is that she can tend to just take little things that I might say as being misogynistic, like this isn't the 1960s. You kidding yourself?
What this thing you said in the chat earlier?
No, nothing, okay, right. Nothing at all related to anything I've said.
Okay, all right. Because I remember when Rob said that to Laura.
It's just kind of.
Did Buddy say that to?
You're trying to think of her name.
No, I'm trying to think of the guy, the ball-headed guy's name.
Oh.
Was it Mel Cooley?
I can't remember.
I think Buddy said that to Mel Cooley.
It's her show that she falls asleep to. And so finally I just was like, well, I want to skip forward a little bit into the 70s. So I've
been watching. Mary Tyler Moore is a great show.
And Ted is hilarious. So yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore almost made my favorite actress list.
Yeah,
she was on it.
No, she's
the Chuckles the Clown episodes. One of the funnier episodes in television history. Have you seen the Chuckles the Clown episode?
I have, because it's legendary.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'd like to kind of enjoy the show as it kind of
progresses. I know you don't want to skip ahead, but
anyway, it's just
that was going to be my next show after Hill Street Blues.
Oh, is Mary Tyler Moore? Mm-hmm. Well,
she can turn the world on with her smile.
I know, right?
She can make any day seem worthwhile.
Oh, I feel just like Buddy Holly.
Mary Tyler
Moore.
He was saying Chuckle the Clown. I was thinking Homie the Clown.
Homie don't play that game.
Oh, exactly. That's what I was thinking of.
Have you not seen Chuckles the Clown episode?
I don't think so, no. Probably not.
What?
Because when I think of a clown on sitcoms, I think of Homie D. Clown from In Living Color.
It's definitely in the top 5 funniest moments in television history. It is. I've seen it 1,000 times. It's so damn funny.
Actually, I don't think I've seen that many episodes of Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Huh. Probably watched Newhart, though, didn't you?
I did watch some Newhart.
Yeah, okay.
It's like Jack's got some beef against Newhart.
No, I love Bob Newhart.
Oh, okay.
He was on, it was on after Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you got to think of, you know, the period that, you know, the other 3 of us are growing up in. I mean, I don't know. I kind of take Matt out of that because he's 47.
Matt's 47.
But, yeah. But, oh, you know, a lot of those.
You know what you're doing? You're fucking with me because. And it's this horrible psychological thing where
Matt, in my mind, stop talking or I'll repeat what you said in the chat.
And
muted.
Power to mute.
That's true.
But you can't mute all 4 of us.
Fuck. You're right.
Stand with Jack, I do.
Stand with Jack.
You know, the shows I remember, you know, as a kid, my dad watching are like, you know, Simon and Simon and Taxi. And it's more growing up, you know. So like the Mary Tyler Moore Show is a little bit before my time.
Well, just go on YouTube and do Chuckle. I'll put it in the message thing. You can watch the one scene of
Just to clarify here, All right.
I don't think you can defend what you put in the chat.
No, 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 no. You guys calling me 47, though. See, in my mind, I start thinking I'm 47, and I'm not.
Yeah.
And for the next...
But just think, like, if you actually say it out loud, people go like, you look so good for 47. And then I'm like, I would have said 45, 46.
The conversations of birthdays have come up a few times in the last couple of weeks, and I honestly, either through, like, plausible deniability or just complete blissful ignorance, have completely forgotten how old I was.
I do that all. I do that all.
I'm fucking believable, and I'm gonna be 40 this year. So it might be some type of subconscious like fear of turning 40. I don't know.
I can't remember 40.
What's weird is like when because the way I think of age is a lot, usually through musicians, and so like, you know, you're about to turn 40, Chris. You know, and John Lennon was only 2 months past his 40th birthday when he died. So it's just like,
and how did he die?
Well, I'm just saying, but it's just, you know,
I think there's a stalker podcast person out there.
No, I'm just saying, but like you think about it, like, cause, you know, when you're 18 or 23 or whatever, but you think of 40 when you're a kid as being very old, you know, and
gotta be careful who I pick in my verses. I don't want to piss the wrong person off for shit's sake.
I'm just saying, like, you think of 40 as old when you're a kid, and then like when you get there, you're like, I'm not old at all. I don't feel old unless you're 47.
Well, for me, one of like the things that I feel old about the most is that, like, you grow up, you're watching your Red Sox, or if you're from New England, you grow up watching your Red Sox, Patriots, etc., Bruins, or insert your local sports team here, and then the moment where I started being old in comparison to the professional athletes that I watch every day.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God. So,
oh yeah. When they think of Manning, Eli, when they think of Eli Manning is old, and you're like, he's not that fucking old. I'm like, well, I guess he is. You know?
But what's funny is I mentioned the other day that I met a Patriot player who came in and went to my store, and I was like just hanging out with him, talking to him for a while. And I'm realizing, holy shit, he's just like a dumb millennial. Sorry if any millennials are out there listening right now.
He's like, take care, boomer.
And he's like, okay, boomer. I'm like, oh my God, this guy I watch every week who I think is like, you know, just awesome. And like, I'm like, man, like, I love watching him play. Like, legit. Well, I could.
He's 20 something, right? Yeah.
He's 23. 24, yeah. 24. He's 24 years old. That'd be a stretch. 24 would be a stretch.
That could be a stretch.
Physically and scientifically possible, but a stretch. But I just think, I'm like, oh my God. Well,
match life.
What?
I don't know. Said it'd be a stretch because I'm thinking what Matt had going on.
You gotta let it go, man. Just let
it
go.
Right there, it's right there in front of me. How can I let it go? Say some other things and it'll leave the chat.
Oh. I didn't realize you're talking about what you said in the chat. I'm like, what the fuck did Jeff just say? Like, is this kind of inside joke I'm unaware of?
But you're saying athlete. You're saying athletes.
Yeah. But
you mentioned Eli Manning, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I remember his dad coming out of college. And
yeah. Yeah.
So I watched his old dad's career. I saw the two sons play. Before that, I was thinking, well, Ken Griffey Sr., I remember when he first joined the Reds. And then his son came along, and I remember his whole career. So,
yeah.
So it's like, yeah. Talk about old.
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah. I guess maybe subconsciously I'm trying to erase the fact that I'm turning 40. I don't know.
It's like, I think I actually had mentioned this once before. What makes me feel old is like what you're saying. Like when people that are younger than you don't get references,
yeah.
You know, and because like when I was still in LA, I was talking. Someone said something, and they were talking about The Count of Monte Cristo, that book, and I went, yeah. Oh, by dumbass, you know, and they didn't get it, and I went. You know, dumbass from Shawshank Redemption. You know, and then they're like, what the hell is Shawshank Redemption? I'm like, you've not seen Shawshank Redemption? It's on TBS like every damn day. You know, how do you have not seen that movie? And yeah.
She's like, it was gone before I was born.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
I don't accept that because they've seen The Wizard of Oz, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck those kids.
Boomer, okay.
I knew you were going to do it at some point. Yeah.
So anyway, Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah, right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks. We should do a versus.
Do you want to do a work? Oh, I have to look up Tom Hanks movies.
Well, I really? Mean, why not?
I can do that.
I can name a couple off the top of my head. And,
yeah, well,
like there's not a bad one.
Yeah, and for people that are going to criticize, why didn't you pick this one? Again, we can only pick four.
No, just don't explain. Just tell them to shut up.
Well, remember, that could be the stalker out there.
That's fine. Bring it.
Okay, there are some bad
ones. Yeah, there's some bad ones, yeah.
But there's a lot of good ones.
Cloud Atlas, worst movie.
Anyone picks Joe versus Volcano, they're off the show.
I like Joe versus Volcano.
Oh, dude, don't talk shit about Joe versus Volcano.
Hated Joe versus
Volcano. That was one of the first. Didn't I sing that song once? You like, Ikiokio Cowboy. I think I actually did sing that song.
You did?
Yeah.
My wife and I were talking.
It's a great movie.
I think we're going to put you off.
In the theater, we saw they were showing clips of Joe. I said, God, remember that movie? We took the kids to a drive-in. We used to take the kids to a drive-in because it was cheaper. We had a van and it pop at the back, and they all fell asleep during Joe versus Volcano. Who wouldn't? It was the second movie playing. And I finally said, look, you want to leave? This movie sucks.
I think we did do this because I think Jack picked Splash.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, this might have been one.
I think it was like a long time ago.
I would not have picked Splash.
Maybe Jay picked Splash.
I like Splash, but I would
somebody picked Splash.
I think we did a Tom Hanks versus.
We could do it again.
No, I'm just saying it. I think that's what it is from.
Well, Splash was the Scully movie, right?
I don't know.
Matt, you're still on mute. Best produced podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for reminding me. If we've done Tom Hanks, there's no reason we should do Tom Hanks again.
What about Denzel Washington?
Oh, put me on the spot here.
Denzel
Washington movies here. Let's see.
I'm just throwing. We don't have to do a versus. It's not Russian.
That's true. We don't. So.
We can do Denzel.
There are a lot of Denzel Washington movies, but.
I think he's kind of gotten typecast though in the last 15 years. He kind of does the same role over and over again.
Agreed.
Yeah, but it wasn't me that picked Splash. I wouldn't have picked Splash.
I wonder if
I don't think Jay would have picked Splash because it probably didn't win.
That's true.
I mean, Splash is in the 80s, right?
Have we done Thanksgiving movies? Have we done that?
Are there Thanksgiving movies aside from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Because
that's the only one that matters.
Die Hard.
That's a Christmas movie.
What about Home for the Holidays? That's.
I don't think I've seen that one.
That's got Holly Hunter.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. It's a Thanksgiving movie. So.
Favorite baseball movie?
We did do sports last.
We did do a lot of sports. Well, no, we just talked about sports. I don't think we actually did a versus on it.
We didn't do it. Yeah,
I think we probably talked for 45 minutes about sports movies, though.
Right.
Last week should have been sports, but somebody had some great idea, like, "Oh, let's do favorite actress."
It was popular about the people who don't listen to the show.
It was.
Yeah, it's probably it was definitely our most popular verses for those who don't listen.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Because you can always tell the ones that don't listen.
Yeah. Well, I think you should pick this. Let me put up all my favorites.
Or insinuate racism. I mean, yeah, I'll say it. They did.
Okay. Anyway, so how about our favorite ending to a show?
Well, we could do that. I mean, we are at the.
I mean, I'm trying to not step on your toes, Mr. Yeah. Mr. Ben. I know you're 47 and older, but
I might be asleep at the wheel because I'm looking up actors and movies on my phone here. Because I'm like, well, I mean, you know, Samuel Jackson's been in a lot of movies.
Been in a shit ton of movies.
He's in everything.
I think he still has. I think he has the second longest IMDb.
Really?
Yeah. I think Jerry Lewis still has the longest.
Hey, lady.
Yeah.
He's probably
favorite Kevin Bacon movie.
Kevin Bacon.
What's been? Yeah. I mean, the answer is Tremors.
I mean, there's no other pick that should be chosen other than Tremors.
Yeah.
Well, you can go Footloose.
Nope.
Tremors. He's a JFK.
Tremors.
It's Tremors.
Not a fan.
I'm trying to think of other Kevin Bacon movies. But yeah.
Best Reba McEntire movie.
Animal
Tremors. House. Tremors.
Animal House. Kevin Bacon. It's Animal House is better than Tremors.
Okay.
Jack's got it with Animal House.
Okay, there you go. Remain calm. All is well. I keep posting that meme on the, or is it a GIF, whatever it's called, whenever Charger fans still say everything's okay with the Chargers. You can see in Mexico's Dean Spanos. Now, all the people that went to Mexico to see the Chargers play were fans of the team. Dean Spanos comes out to give a speech, and he gets booed. He gets booed, and all these Charger fans are like, well, I go, oh, he's supposed to remain calm. All is well. I mean, they literally, it wasn't like it was people went down there that hate the Chargers, and there were no Chiefs fans. It was a Charger rally. So it was Charger fans. He comes on the stage, and they boo, and they go, and they're saying, San Diego, San Diego. And he's just getting booed off the stage. I go, what a dick.
They had a chant that was sell the team chant after Rivers' fourth interception.
Yeah, I feel bad for Rivers because, you know, again, God forbid we give him offense. God forbid they give him an offensive line.
Well, he was doing his best Oprah Winfrey impression.
He's been terrible the last couple of weeks.
He's been awful.
I think the grind of just realizing that he's never going to win a Super Bowl and he should have left the Chargers a long time ago. And he probably hates Eli Manning because Eli Manning's the one that forced the trade.
Sure.
That, you know, his career was ruined when he said, yeah, okay, I'll go to San Diego.
Yeah.
And they had Drew Brees, so I don't know why they drafted him. But anyway, they're not my problem anymore. They're LA's problem. Remain calm!
Until London picks them up.
Yeah. Well, they should just go to Mexico City. They had a lot of fans down there.
Yeah. That actually probably be a pretty good move. And then they have the Olympic Stadium from Mexico City is the largest stadium in the world, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know how many
people. I mean, is it? I think so.
Huh.
Really? Because you got these college stadiums hold like Penn State. Yeah. I think.
I'm pretty sure the Olympic Stadium that's in Mexico City is the largest one in the world.
How many does it hold?
It's over 100,000. But I mean, the college stadium, I think the biggest college stadium is like 112,000. But I want to say like the one in Mexico City is like 130 or 140.
I think my wife was telling me that Notre Dame didn't have a sellout in the last game for the first time since 1970 or something.
Huh.
I said, wow.
That's a long run.
That's a long stretch, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost die-hard Patriots fans.
What you looking up there, Chris?
I know. So I was wondering if he's double checking my.
He's definitely got this track. He's looking at larger stadiums.
I was definitely looking at larger stadiums. Yeah. I couldn't find what I was looking for, but I got distracted looking for to double check your fact.
You always saw Chris is because he's like got that glazed look on his face.
Yeah.
We're all a little glazed. Donuts.
It's been a long week.
Yeah. Well, hey,
it's only Tuesday.
I guess
is it only Tuesday? Fuck.
Yeah, I know. It is. It's Tuesday.
Hey, I'm enjoying The Mandalorian, though.
Good.
I love The Mandalorian.
He's the not Mandalorian?
That's Chris's theory.
Oh.
That he's actually not.
I was way off.
Mandalorian.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, theories behind that are the fact that they are very heavy-handed trying to tell us that he's Mandalorian when we already knew that the show is called Mandalorian. There's a lot of references that keep trying to reaffirm that his creed of being part of the Mandalorian race. My crazy crackpot theory, which by the way, I have stolen that term from you, Jack.
No, I never said crazy. It was just crackpot theory.
Oh well, I'm adding my own crazy crackpot theory. Is that we're going to find out that he is in fact not Mandalorian, and he is like a refugee who is trying to become Mandalorian.
So I don't know if you could be right, but I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, well, a lot of things happen in real life that I'm not happy with.
You found out Baby Yoda is not a Yoda.
He's not Yoda. Just no one knows the race, the name of the race, so they just call him. Well, they're gonna call him Baby. It looks like Yoda.
Frog eater. It tastes like Yoda.
No. Just for clarification, I was way off. So, about stadiums. Yeah,
I was looking for larger stadiums, and nothing was popping up that had anything to do with Mexico. So I was like, oh,
well, I looked it up at the time it was built. It was the largest stadium in the world at 72,000. This is in the 50s.
Is that when the Aztecs played there?
Yeah, it's true. And then they moved to San Diego. The largest stadium in the world is the one in North Korea, but you can't really take them for their word. But it's 114,000, followed by second in Michigan Stadium is 109, almost 110,000.
What about the Rose Bowl?
The Rose Bowl is nowhere near.
Like 80,000.
Rose Bowl is 90,000.
That's close.
But they're like.
What about the Coliseum? Used to be 100,000, right?
Let's see. I don't see where it is. It's not even the top 10 or top 20. Because Tennessee Volunteers is number 6.
Why does North Korea need a stadium that holds 114,000 people?
Executions.
I was going to say executions. You stole my joke, Chris.
Sorry. Military maneuvers. You know, sometimes they'll do large military maneuvers.
Okay.
Anyway. I guess. I don't know. Rock concerts. So it's like
when Dennis Rodman comes there, they have a big crowd for him, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, before people crowd out of this collapsing stadium faster than a Tom Brady on a.
I blame the producer.
Probably.
He let the show go to shit.
Jay would have wrapped this up.
Jay would
have. All right, guys.
And he probably would have not even
brought up
the idea of doing another.
Who cares about North Korea? I'm ready to get back to my Miss Pac-Man game.
Oh, I think Sherry told me, she gave me some sage advice. She said that I need to use Jay's phrase, what is it? Moving on. So,
which is actually from Friends. No, that's anyways.
No, Pivot is from Friends.
Yeah, Pivot too.
There are other lines from Friends.
No, Friends only had one.
Just the one.
Yeah, just the one. Pivot.
Pivot.
How you doing? How you doing?
On that note.
That's a Colleen line. On that note. You can take a little bit from Jay and a little bit from Colleen.
Okay.
On that note. We're gonna move on.
We're gonna wrap this thing up. And somebody
great else. Show, kids, one in a million.
No. We have some things to talk about.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
We do. We have the patron, which apparently you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack and sign up directly there. Don't even mess with wrap it up. Just like... sure. Thanks.
Wrap it up just like the record store. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I was racking my brain of how I could throw in a wrap it up joke in there, but
wasn't there a group called Deep Purple?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was.
But you know, smoke on the water.
You know, we could have said one of my favorite movies was The Deep.
With Samuel Jackson? Oh no. Oh, that the original Deep. Yeah. The
Jacqueline Bisset and Robert Shaw.
I mean,
and Nick Nolte.
Yeah, you just want to watch it.
Who's actually in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, he is.
Matt, you.
All right, so I'm just going to close out the show. I muted all of the other assholes. This is what's going to go down, all right? If you want to help us out, you can shop on the Amazon affiliate link.
Go to Amazon.
I unmuted myself.
Amazon.com/JanJack. Anything that you want to buy there, records, things that we've talked about on this show.
A producer.
A new producer. Tom Hanks movies. Samuel Jackson movies. All of the above. Sorry we were gone a week, but I guess, you know, shit happens. What else is there to talk about? Thanking the patrons. The patronage. You know, this is Jack's part anyway. Jack just walked off. This is like a teacher strike. All right.
Only in Indiana. Topical.
Yeah.
Topical.
I was at a teacher strike today. Or not.
I did like the fight between your judges at a Popeye's Chicken or something like that.
I've never been to a white castle.
Was it a white castle?
Yeah.
And I had the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich today. Where's my
list? Did you like my comment, Indiana first in fight?
I did. I liked that a lot. That was really, thanks. On that note,
I didn't see your comment like my comment.
How do three judges get in a fight?
How do four guys not wrap up a podcast?
Because it starts at the top, leadership.
Starts with the top. Thanks for reminding me. So, patrons we'd like to thank. Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richter. By the way, Tack, I know that you're living in Paris, but does Jay? We mean or no? Eckhart Richter, thanks for doing what you're doing. Ed, the creepy letter carrier. I don't call you that. I think you're much more. Joanne with the master plan. Maggie, you're magnificent, and Drake, the ultimate destroyer,
the star destroyer,
yeah. Star destroyer. That's it, guys. I can unmute Jack here and Chris if he wants to say anything. I can't unmute him. So, well, good night, folks. This was not one in a million. This was like bottom of the barrel for me, but I had fun. So. Hope you did too. 2¾.
Where have you never been to, Matt?
Hey, did you ever see the movie Octopussy?
I've never seen that movie.
No? Okay. James Bond.
Too busy working in the record store.
Oh, shit. I'm supposed to hit this end the broadcast thing right here.